Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ron, get excited for the Knicks and the Lakers tomorrow night. A little primetime Saturday night. That might be a fire pit game. Yeah, that might be a little backyard action, a little fire pit. Little Knicks, Lakers. Hopefully we squash LeBron. Knicks are playing real well, beating some good teams lately. I still want to make that trade. I don't trust Mitchell Robinson's health. But before we get back to these calls, I don't know, you know, and I always struggle with this. I'm like, is it me because I'm older? And it means less to me, although I still love sports, as you guys know. I don't know. Walk me through this here. So I look at the leading scores, and I just thought about this because they're playing LeBron tomorrow, right? And I think one of the big problems with the NBA is that they're still relying on some of these aging players. Like, I mean, they're all-timers. You know, I'm not getting into a GOAT debate. It's Michael Jordan over anybody. I don't want to hear it. Maybe Will, maybe Kareem, but it's not MJ. It's definitely, it's not LeBron. It's MJ. That's not LeBron. Others, you want to throw them in front of LeBron, I could do that, but it's not LeBron James. And Curry's an all-time shooter and an all-time point guard, and Durant's an all-time scorer. And there's other players that obviously have emerged, like Shea Gilgeous-Alexander is phenomenal. Anthony Edwards is phenomenal. Tyrese Maxey is a beast. Obviously, Jokic is not young, but he's an all-timer, even though, you know, he just doesn't resonate for... I think nationally here. Anyway, the point is, and Wembanyama, of course, young kid. When I was growing up, and again, is this because I was young and impressionable, or the league was different and it hit different? So you look at the leading scorers back then, like MJ, Dominique Wilkins. These guys were also in the dunk contest, too. Dominique, Bernard King, Larry Bird was a big-time scorer, Alex English, Adrian Dantley, Kiki Vandeweghe. Those are just, you know, Charles Barkley. I'm just throwing names out. These were names that everybody knew. And I'm not saying that, of course, the informed basketball fan knows all about Shea Gilgeous-Alexander and how great the Thunder are best team in the NBA. Like the Thunder and what Jokic has done and the year that LaMelo Ball's having. And Maxey and Tatum and of course our own Brunson. But does it hit the same? I don't know. Shea might average 33, 34 points a game this year, right around what MJ and Dominique used to do. Are kids wearing or are they pretending they're Shea Gilgeous-Alexander in the street like we used to? Like, we used to go up for a layup at the park or in my backyard, and, like, as we would double pump, we'd say, Jordan, you know, as we would flip it up and, you know, not even come close to what he was doing, but trying. Or, like, we would lower the rim, and we would have dunk contest, and, like, one of us would be MJ, one of us would be Dominique. I don't know. It's just odd. The NBA is in a weird space for a lot of reasons. I don't think the commissioner is very good. I think he's a very nice guy. I think Adam Silver is woefully inferior to David Stern. It's not even close as a commissioner. Not even close. Now he wants to shorten games, and it's just weird. Is that me because I'm older or because the game's different? Maybe both. Maybe it's equal parts both. But anyway, I just wanted to throw that by. I just noticed that. But I am looking forward to the game Saturday night. All right, let's get back to you guys talking a lot of Pete based on Boomer's tweet. Pete is in Farmingdale. What's happening, Petey?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How you doing? First, I want to echo your get well soon to Sal. We miss you.
There you go.
But you'll be. Mine had two cataracts in his 40s removed from the same eye, so.
Oh, same eye. Ooh. Okay. See, and by the way, Pete, he's going to have to do it again. He's very smart. Sal's no dummy. He's playing this well. He's established a precedent here. So by milking the third day, yeah, he probably could have sucked it up and come in today. But by milking the third day, when he has the other eye sliced open in a month or so, well, now he's going to get the third day for that as well because he has established a template of time off. No dummy.
Ah, all right.
Yeah.
Look at that. The point I wanted to make is I'm buying everything you're selling on the Mets. Very good. The only thing that I think nobody's taken into account is since Pete came into the league, yeah, he set the rookie record for home runs. But since then, he's had nobody to, you know, he's there to protect Soto, but nobody's ever been there to protect him. And I think that's the reason why his average has suffered, and he'll do much better this year with everything. What do you think?
I think it's possible. You know, I don't know. Thanks for the call there, Pete. I don't know how much the pressing of the contract, the imminent nature of the contract stuff weighed on him, you know, this past year. He was scuffling. And listen, the Mets don't have a great lineup. It's certainly different with Soto now. But last year, who was really protecting Pete? Pete wasn't even great protection for what was in front of him. And there is a trickle down, for sure. So, you know, take a goalie in hockey. You have nothing in front of the net in terms of defense. You're going to get crushed. Take a good hitter in baseball. You know, you have nothing around you or not as much around you as other good players or good teams. The numbers are going to be skewed a bit. And I think there's a lot there with Pete. So, you know, I love to see him, you know, sign this deal and come back and, you know, have a couple of years of freedom, have a couple of years with Soto, and just see what he can do. Let me get Ryan in Stony Point, BT and Sound on the Fan. What's going on, Ryan?
How's it going, buddy?
Hey. How are you, bud?
Good. So, I'm a Yankee fan. I live in a Mets house.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hearing the Mets got to give Cohen some credit, man. I mean, he's having a good offseason. I don't think he's getting enough credit. It's all... Oh, yes, he's got to do this. He's not doing this. I feel like he's doing pretty well. Just let him cook.
Yeah, I mean, I use that term a lot. Let him cook, let him do his job. But it's incomplete so far. I mean, you're assuming that Pete's going to get
100%.
Done. 100%.
Well, 100%, he's okay. Still got more to do. But yeah. I feel like he's done well as of now. Yeah, he's done well. I feel like he's not getting the credit for now.
Let me see. Let me evaluate that. Cohen and Stern. I mean, do you love the Siri move?
I'm not a Met guy, but I feel like he strikes out a lot.
Yeah.
But he's a solid center. He's going to be playing center.
Yeah, well, he's a stud center fielder. Stud.
That's what I mean. He's a stud fielder.
And he runs and he's got pop.
Exactly. I feel like, yeah, he strikes out a lot, but you'll take that. He's got pop and you could give up, you know, maybe a few more strikeouts for that sixth center fielder.
No, I don't disagree with that. I was just throwing Siri by you. I think he's going to be better than Bader. I think he's going to do more dynamic things than Bader. I think if the Mets deliver Pete and they acquire either Cease or King, I think it's an A-plus offseason. And then if they're going to find a way to have Iglesias come back and play three times a week, All right, now you're cooking. Now it's just a grand slam out of the park. If it's Pete back and no more pitching, I think it's an A minus or a B plus, probably more an A minus because Soto's so good. If there's no Pete and there's no arm, then it's a B. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal, all the fan got you till 2. Then it's Evan and Tiki. Back to the calls next. All right, by the way, we're inside of our Town Fair Tire Studio. Our friends at Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.